Now, a look at the arts, entertainment, and community events. It's Kyle Bailey with Umpqua Valley Live on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are enjoying this week, the Douglas County Fair. There is so much going on. Other things happening around the Umpqua Valley as well. Later in the hour, we'll talk to and have guests with the Sutherland Blackberry Festival, Umpqua Velo Club Vineyard Tour that's coming up, City of Roseburg Parks Summer Activities, the Henry Goes Wine event, but we want to jump right to the front here. Don Barnes from 38 Special. They're playing tonight in our town, 7:30 at the fairgrounds, and out there now, Don is with us. Don, thanks for being on.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for having me on. Yeah, they just backed the trucks up and unloaded everything. We're all geared up. Beautiful day. What great weather up here.
Well,
and we came out for three week tour out here, and we've got two more shows. We'll be headed back toward the east, but looking forward to it tonight, 7:30.
Well, it's great stuff, and you missed the heat wave because on Monday it's supposed to be 108.
Well, I've been out there in that kind of heat, and you know, as a singer, you have to keep your voice warmed up. So I'm sipping on hot tea in that kind of heat. So,
yeah, boy, I tell you,
do what you have to do, you know.
Absolutely. When the fair lineup came out, I was really happy to see you guys playing. I was like we won't reveal my age, but I was a young kid when "Caught Up in You" and all the great songs came out in the 80s, and being an 80s rock and roll kid, even later getting to play some of your music in the mid 80s while I was at a rock station in Portland, it really took that whole era by storm. Incredible sales and gold and platinum album awards, and you guys are still going. Talk about that.
Yeah, man. Caught Up in You. I think I was in the seventh grade when that came out.
How did that work?
We were neighborhood guys, you know, we made all the mistakes in public. Finally, after the struggle and everything, it's not something I highly recommend you doing, but you know, you go out there and you fall on your face for a few times and you learn how to write your songs and you get it going. But it ended up 20 million record sales and doing really well. We still do 100 cities a year out here. And everybody's having a great time, just, you know, enjoying the fruits of the labors after all these years. So we actually still like each other, Kyle. Can you believe that?
Wow, that does not always happen. Talk about where you, what part of the country you grew up in.
Grew up in Jacksonville, Florida. It was the land of, you know, a lot of Southern rock bands down there, Allman Brothers, Leonard Skinner. We all played sailors clubs. It was a Navy town, so it had four naval bases there. So as 15-year-old kids, I mean, Dwayne Allman, you know, Ronnie Vans, everybody, we all played the enlisted men's clubs there. And we played all the cover songs of the day at that time. And as young kids, you know, you make $100 a week, you know, it's pretty good money for a 15-year-old kid, you know, better than mowing yards, I guess. But we learned the structures of songs and how the craft of it, you know, it's basically a kind of a craft. And you learn where the payoffs go and the bridges and the outros and all those things. And so you get a little cocky, you know, when you get 16 or 17 years old and you think, well, I can write my own songs. And that's when you go starve for the next 10 years. So it's not something I recommend, but we did learn early groundwork, foundations of it.
You know, the Southern rock phenomenon was really fascinating during that time. In fact, it was last year. It was last year. Marshall Tucker was here. Got to have him on this very program. And so there were so many aspects of that music that was fascinating that would, you know, you'd hear chord riffs that felt a little more country. Then you heard ones that were solid, you know, mm-hmm. album rock. And it was a great balance.
Well, we started out trying to emulate what had come before, just like every young guys, you know, young group. And then you realize that we had Ronnie Vans, that was kind of a mentor for the band. He was about 5 years older than us. And of course, you know, died in the tragic plane crash there at 77. But he told us that, you know, don't try to be a copy or a clone of something that's already happening, because you're never going to be original. So, you know, do what makes your heart sing and find what moves you. And we felt like we were more kind of British Invasion guys, melody and muscle. You know, we felt like that's kind of our thing, muscle and melody. You know, you got the You got the strong guitars out there, the aggression, and then you got a good story, good melody over the top. And so we tried to hone our craft a little bit more in the 80s and went through the arena rock style and got on the radio. Our first song was Hold On Loosely. I'd written with Jeff Carlisi, the other guitar player in the band, and a guy from Survivor, the guy that wrote Eye of the Tiger, Jim Peterick. And we were sat at his kitchen table and just met him. And he said, so how are things with you guys? And I had a little notebook there. And I said, you know, what is it about? I was going through a bad relationship at the time. I said, what is it about people that don't seem to tolerate their differences? They try to change each other. They keep them under their thumb or whatever. And I said, what do you think about this title, Hold On Loosely? And he said, oh, yeah, but don't let go. And that was the first thing out of his mouth. So it was a perfect bookend, and we were off to the races there. We wrote the song about an hour and a half, you know, and it's 40 years later, it's still the anthemic song that means so much to people's relationships. And, you know, they've come up and said, you know, that song meant so much to us and saved our marriage and all that. Give each other this room, the space to breathe in and be themselves and express themselves. And we always felt like, well, that's not what our goal was, to bring some advice like that. We just wanted to get on the radio. But it turned out to be a good thing. So it's worked very well for us, along with all the other songs that's from movies. And we've got an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes tonight. Everything you want to hear through the history, you can take a trip with us. And it's songs from movies, like I said, Back to Paradise, from Revenge of the Nerds movie, you know, all those. We want to make sure everybody hears their favorite song. But Caught Up in You, Rocking Into the Night, all the songs that are the background and the backbone of our career. And we're just proud to still be here and still bringing that joy to people. It's a great job to bring that sort of joy to people.
You know,
see the instant reaction. Yeah.
You know, with Hold On Loosely, I didn't know that you were also a marriage and family therapist.
It turns out that way. We didn't try to be, but it turns out. But like I said, it's been a great job all these years, and it might be interesting for people to know that this is a pretty fun job. So. We've worked it out. We went through all the struggles, went through all the hardships, and it was American dream. So you mentioned Marshall Tucker. We're playing with those guys. We've got a couple of shows coming up with them, and so it's always a kind of a homecoming, you know, family with all those guys.
Let me ask you about the Rock Palace CD and DVD.
Yeah, that was it's just been released from 1981. We had a big concert on the top of a mountain in Lorelei, Germany. We had done a European tour there, and it was German TV stations interviewing us. We could barely understand their accents, but we drove up, and it was this massive concert on top of a mountain, and the drive down into it along the Rhine River and beautiful. It almost reminds me of this area here in Douglas County, some of the beautiful trees and mountains and everything, but the people there was just so ingratiating, and they filmed it for television, and they've been sitting on all this, and they contacted me just recently and said they'd like to release it. And it's a great journey back and a scope to look back into your youth and see how much drive we had even back then. We went out there to win. We've always gone out there as a football team. You know, a lot of guys go out there and stand there and stare at the shoes and say, oh, thank you very much, our next song is this and all that. But we go out there and bring everybody in, make it a full event, make it a party. And, everybody's joyous at the end. We're exhausted, and everybody's exhausted along with us. But it's called Rock Palace. Yes, Rock Palace. And it was a TV show they made back then. And so we're really happy that they were able to release that and show a little bit of our past and a lot more hair back then, Kyle.
So is that, do you know how folks can access that if they want to check it out?
All that's available on our website, on Amazon. You can just type in 38 Special. Just go to our Facebook page. It's a big ad there too. But you can buy it. It's a DVD, and it shows the crowd, shows everything. And then, like I said, it shows us with in our youth, but we were hungry for it, and that's what, you know, that's what you have to be. You have to go after it. You have to go to something with a lot of passion. So,
well, it sounds
it's available to all the outlets. Yeah,
it sounds like you still like what you do, and I know that sometimes that's not always the case with musicians that have been around for a long time. So it's great that you can still go out, do everything that you're doing, and have fun doing it.
Well, it's still hitting the high notes. We still go out there, and it transforms everyone. If people want to come out and they want to be joyous, then we want to be that too, you know. So the travel part of it is what really beats you up. But at the time on stage, well, man, we crank a guitar up to 10 and be 22 years old again, you know. So it's always been a great feeling. That was our dream as young guys. We were neighborhood boys. And it was our dream. Everybody's, you know, influenced by the Beatles and all that. We're still trying to be a Beatle after all these years. So we're having a good time.
Well, the show is 7 o'clock, actually 7:30 tonight, but get out there early at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And, of course, you want to make your travel a little early or maybe a little simpler by taking the bus out there from Roseburg High School or the First Student Lot in Green, because buses are free, but it's $10 to park your vehicle, and then you're probably going to be walking a ways to come see the band tonight. Well, Don, we're going to let you get back to getting ready for things, and we're going to play Hold On Loosely here for folks now. Don Barnes from 38 Special, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, Kyle. Everybody make it out. We're going to have a large time, big party. Thanks
right.
a lot, bud.
You bet. Here's the music on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It is 38 Special.